Blog Talk Radio.
Besides, relationships are for people that are just waiting for something better to come along.
Spoken like a cynic.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist.
Who are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
Because of the way it was delivered.
How do you think a woman should put that to a man? How do you think that a woman should say to a man, this doesn't work for me? Or, you know, I'm not getting what I need from you.
I'm just so excited because tonight is the premiere of the Every Woman Talk Show. I am Natay, one of your co-hosts, and I am joined by a fantastic panel of women this evening. Uli, Signature, and Jackie, we're all sisters with different opinions. So for the next hour, we're going to talk about...
Who are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
Tonight is the premiere of the Every Woman Talk Show. I am Nate, one of your co-hosts, and I am joined by a fantastic panel of women this evening, Uli, Signature, and Jackie. We're all sisters with different opinions. So for the next hour, we're going to talk about... Good evening, it's April 29th, and thank you for calling into the Every Woman Talk Show. We are back for another hot ladies' night with another hot topic here. I'm Nate, and we do have Jackie and Sig on the line. Hi, ladies, how are you doing?
Hello, hello, hello. How is everybody?
Good. Great, doing great. How are you ladies doing?
I'm good. Sig, how are you faring down there? Are you guys being hit by the storms?
It's more north, more northern Georgia. We had a lot of rain last night and thunder and rain this morning. It's supposed to be raining right now, but it hasn't rained since mid-morning. The sun actually came out for a while. Pretty.
Okay.
It's an overcast, but it's okay. It's not cold, so I'm good.
Yeah, we're cold and rainy. I thought about you. I was watching the news and just a little while ago. Trying to get a little snippet, and I was like, oh, okay, let me check to make sure that she's not floating away or being twisted away.
Oh, no.
A lot of people are.
God,
a lot of people
will
swim. And then what they're saying is that the same areas that have been hit so hard are about to be hit again. So that is just so sad. So I just
think the thing is the storm was originally moving slow. Yesterday they were worried because it was a slow-moving system. And then it kind of speeded up today, and I think that's how, because it was going faster and more north of us, that's how it missed us, the bulk of it missed us.
Oh, that's a blessing. I'm glad to hear it. I did think about you. I was like, oh, Lord, she's going to be doing the show. She's going to be twisting down the street.
Jackie,
no,
I don't think she'd be doing the show twisting down the street at the same time.
Yeah, twisting on down the street. But, you know, Sig is diehard, so she'll find a way. Twisting right on down the street, she's going to find a way to get the show done.
I got to take us out this morning. Dumbest thing ever. So where I live, it's like it's in a valley, right? And so, you know, I say, okay, it's warm and it's raining and just a little rain. I can walk in the rain because I go a block up to where I go every day. So I'm like, I can walk. So, you know, I'm walking. I get right outside the property, and I didn't know the property had a sprinkler system. With a gate slammed shut, sprinklers come on. Sprinklers are sideways. The wind hits. And I'm going, I'm being rained on for real.
Just your own personal storm.
Yeah. And it was so funny to me because I'm going, I don't have my key to get back in. I'm not going back. I'm just going to go ahead and take my little walk. How bad can it be? Oh, yeah, it can be bad. I'm really excited to want to flip up. So I go to this restaurant, and this lady's looking at me. She goes, I know you didn't walk today. I said, yes, I did. She was like, how have you lost such reality? And then this is the cute part. My shoes did not get wet. So, of course, I was walking in flip-flops. I'm like, I could put on some flip-flops.
So how did your shoes not get wet?
Because I wore flip-flops, boo. My shoes were tucked away in nice little bags.
Lord.
You know, I wonder how people, you know, the people that live in the areas that are really affected by the tornadoes, how they really brace themselves each year to know that, you know what, this year we could possibly lose our home, or this year, you know, we might suffer some damage. How do you mentally prepare yourself to go through that each year?
I don't think they do. I think the thing is you can't live in those areas and let that always be something that's pressing on your mind. Because we don't live in those areas, like Tornado Alley, you couldn't pay me to live there. But, you know, people feel that that's some of the best places to live, is some of the best fertile ground for raising and grazing. I couldn't do it.
There's a lady who kills me in hell in Birmingham. She lives in Tornado Alley. They get hit all the time. If a wind blows hard, they get hit. All she does is have her house rebuilt, and she just moves it a couple of inches over.
Yeah. See,
and
I'm going, why do you keep doing it?
I'm a punk. If you beat me up, I'm leaving. But you look at these people on the news whenever the storms hit, and the people that, oh, we do this every year, you know, we're just going to brace ourselves for it. And most of them grew up in these areas. And to them, what we would fear, they're like, oh, my God. But it's like when I was in Chicago and people are like, I tell everybody, I'd rather be snowed in than be in the middle of a tornado.
Oh, absolutely, because me being snowed in, I've got food, I've got heat. Most of the time we've got power. I can just hunker down for a couple of days.
Yeah.
You
and
know,
with
tornado season, it's different. It's like for weeks at a time, you're at risk to losing your home.
But that's what we grew up with. So it's like – And it's like people in
God
California,
bless them.
I mean, seriously, one good earthquake, I'm gone.
Oh, yeah, I could never live there.
Earthquake, from Jersey, I wasn't used to the earthquakes, but, you know, my first one in California, I was in the bathroom, I was in the mirror putting on some makeup and stuff, you know, trying to prep and be cute. And I heard something that sounded like a train coming through the house. And I'm looking upstairs like, what is going on? And then everything starts shaking and rocking.
See, no, I can't do that.
It scares you so badly. I ran outside and I ran down the street screaming. Now, when I realized I was the only person screaming, I stopped and I said, okay, Natalia, you got it. You know,
you also the only person in the street?
I was the only person. Because they were used to it. I wasn't used to it.
Right.
And, it scared me
We have our areas and we have our disasters. You know, I told people in Chicago when they said tornado watch, we went outside, stood under the biggest tree because it didn't rain under that tree, and you watched the sky go real black, real hot rain all of a sudden, and then the sun came back out. That was a tornado watch for us. But at the same time, when they say don't expose skin for longer than 3 to 4 seconds, we don't play with that. But so everybody is born and raised in their disasters, and if you take us out of our element, you can tell the people that are out of their element because we're like, oh, I don't do this. It's time for me to go back home where I know.
Now, ladies, to switch it up a little bit. Now, the two popular words that a lot of people have been talking about today, Donald Sterling. And much want to talk about him, but the NAACP, they were set to give this man his second Lifetime Achievement Award. Why?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are they serious?
Money. He donated money.
You want to know why? Because it's one thing to know that you're dealing with a fool. It's another thing to have proof on tape.
Well, also, too, he's a huge contributor to certain programs. He donated like $2 million and all this other stuff.
Right.
And, you know, unfortunately, I have to say this. We've had this huge conversation at work all day for the last couple of days, especially with some of my sports fans. And a lot of it comes down to dollars and cents, you know. And when you do something like that to help certain organizations or help certain children or whatever, we're going to give you this money. But like I said to someone today, Elgin Baylor, who is an much older player, there have been accusations about Mr. Sterling for years. But it was all quote unquote accusations. You couldn't tie anything to what was being said. So now you have these allegations that have been out for years about this man, and now you have proof. Now the flip side of this all is he was having a personal conversation, and this is where everybody kind of gets divided on if he was having a personal conversation, should that be held against him? It wasn't something that he was doing at the practice center with the players or with anyone else.
Right.
Should this be held against him?
But, yes.
That's a good point.
Rush Limbaugh was not allowed to buy a professional team because, let's face it, Rush Limbaugh is openly racist. The same reason, he knows he's racist, and he's always been that way. And he's one of those racist people that are those people that work my last good nerve that'll say my best friend is black. I don't care. You have no tolerance. You make one exception. But you and everybody has the right to say and have their opinion. You have
to feel how you want to feel.
But at the same time, not only do you have the right to say what you want to say, you also have to understand that in saying anything that you want to say, you can stand persecution or prosecution. You also have to understand that people have the right to react to what you say.
Yeah.
And what you said is not popular, and considering who you said it about and who you are and that you own a team, he knew good and well once that hit the fan, you have to be really, really careful. That was not his wife of 59 years that has stood by him through thick and thin. No, her husband is a closet racist, and she's not going to repeat what he said. That's a woman you done pissed off.
Exactly. But my thing is, he doesn't like black people, and she's half black, half Mexican. So when he's sleeping with her, which part is he sleeping with? The Mexican?
He's only sleeping with the Latino part because he says, no, you're Latino. He said that to her. He said, no, you're Latino. You're a beautiful Latino woman. And, you know, so the thing is, and, you know, supposedly she's not that dark. And I looked at her, I'm like, yeah, the hell she is. You know, but for him, it's the Latino part that comes first and foremost. But at the end of the day, you know, again, you look at this woman, you know, because I believe in the tape, she's like, well, you know I'm black and Mexican. And he was like, no, I didn't. So, like, did she not tell him?
You know.
Like, really?
Yeah, really. You know what?
There's some stupidity on both parts, on her part, on his part,
just
all of it. And I'm like, you know, you're an 80-year-old dude, and I don't know how long that him and her have been messing around with each other, but she's like 30-something. And I'm like, okay, you met this 20, maybe 28-year-old woman. You're at this point 79, 78. Really, you think she really loves you and she got no job and she wants to stay supported by you? And when she felt attacked and pressured by your wife, your estranged wife, because now they want to sue her for all the things that he gave her, it's like, okay, you don't think she was going to bait you a little bit?
You know,
it's more than that. He started that argument. He started that war with her because she had pictures of her with black people, and then she had a picture
on her,
of her
Instagram.
With magic, on her Instagram.
Right, that's what made it so bad.
And so you pick a fight, and you think you're going to bully somebody, you might want to watch who you pick in that fight because you don't know what's going to happen.
And what's crazier than all of that is he has her to record their conversations because he says that he forgets things. So according to what's been said, what we've heard is only the tip of the iceberg. She has over 35 conversations recorded.
Yep. But you know, hell has no fury like a woman scorns.
At the end of the day, he is the owner of the NBA team. The NBA
hopefully not much longer.
Black. And so to think that he could say what he said and it become public and think that there was nothing that was going to happen to him, it's not going to happen that way.
You guys heard what happened tonight, that the NBA made it, the commissioner made a decision. They hit him with the highest fine they could, which is $2.5 million.
Yes.
Probably to him is a drop in the bucket, but still, he is banned for life. You can't attend any games.
We need a little applause on that one, Jackie.
You can't attend any games. You can't attend any practices. You have no decisions. You can make no decisions when it comes to a player. So now they need of the 29 owners, they need 75% to agree to force him to sell. Now this is where it gets a little dicey because you know what? The owners are the majority, they're all white. So the thing is that do you say, okay, this man had a right to say what he wanted to say in the privacy of his own home, or do you say, you know what, I don't want to look some kind of way and I don't want stuff falling down on me, so do I go ahead and I vote to remove him? You know, the players are strong in their solidarity, so now they need the owners to become strong in their solidarity, and from what the commissioner alluded to this evening, they believe that they can go ahead and get that 75% vote.
Because even though he's an owner, the owners have rules that they have to follow. They have conduct rules, just like the players do. If the owners do not vote to force him out to sell, the NBA is looking at a big risk.
And that's what it comes down to.
It's going to hit more than one owner in their pocket.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Bottom line, it's all about business. You know.
It's about money, you can't put a microscope on all of us now, because now that's exactly what happens. There becomes a microscope on every single owner of every single team, and now it's like you put a spotlight on us that we may not want on us, and also too now the behaviors get examined. Let me tell you, he's lost 14 sponsors in 24 hours.
Yes.
24 yep. hours. You lost 14. State Farm pulled out immediately. CarMax pulled out immediately. And all the rest followed. So
you know,
nobody...
It's because the masses, and that's why I was telling people, everybody wanting to have their knee-jerk reactions. No, boo. I don't care what you say. You are still a player. You still have a contract. You still have a you have rules you have to follow. So you can't afford a knee-jerk reaction. Plus, okay, he's the owner, but you owe it to your fans to do your job because they spend a lot of money.
Okay, so that's my question. A lot of people were saying they felt like maybe the players should just, you know, boycott, shouldn't play. Do you guys, do you ladies think that the players should just have backed off and said, you know what, we're not playing?
I don't think they can afford to. I don't think they can afford to.
Because of their contract and because of the rules. Everybody wants to say, oh, it's a job. And we, in my sports group, oh, my God, it was a big uproar about it. And I had to point out to them, how many of you work for racist employers and you still work there?
That was my point. Exactly.
That was what everybody talked
about. You want them to put their – I don't care what their pocket is. I don't care if their petty cash is a few hundred thousand dollars to walk around with every day. They still have a contract. And it becomes more than fines. It becomes more than a salary because they could be hit hard and heavy and their whole career could be crippled over a knee-jerk reaction. So it's always, whenever anything happens, you make a decision you can live with. And it's about a big boy choice as opposed to a little boy pout.
Well, I'm going to tell you where it comes from if the fans start to boycott the game. That's where you'll get it. Right. They need to show up. They need to play with their jerseys inside out. They need to show that, yeah, we are not happy about this. You know, I mean, and the sad thing is they could show up and play like crap, you know, but they still have to show up. They're mandated to show up. It is when the fans don't show up. It is when, like I said, the sponsors start to pull out. It is those are the things that will cripple that organization and then come for restructuring.
That's when you hit him in his pocket. And that's like I tell everybody, if you are a fan, a true fan, you boycott. You're not boycotting the players.
You know what?
You
are hitting
him in
his
pocket because he still got to pay his contract. He still has to pay those contracts for his players. But you hit
speak
him
their language, hit the money.
He starts
the money.
Absolutely, that's it.
I mean, that $2.5 million probably meant nothing to him. But $2.5 million, 11 sponsors, all within 24 hours, he's feeling it. He's feeling the brunt of that recorded conversation.
Now, ladies,
absolutely.
I'm going to switch it again. I'm going to switch it just, you know, real quick. A topic we probably have forgotten about. It seems that most of America has forgotten about it. The Malaysian airplane.
Wow, I just heard something about that.
Have we totally forgotten about this airplane? Because how do we just lose an airplane and it's taken this long to, quote-unquote, look for it, find it, can't find it? I think we found it. We still don't have it.
The last I just heard 30 minutes ago was, and this was just a snippet, 30 minutes ago it was said that some private company who was also looking said that they found some suspicious metal debris. So, but of course, the first thing that was said was, well, it's thousands of miles from the crash site, so they're not taking that as a true set of clues. Well, why would you not investigate? You don't have to send the entire search party, but you could send someone or something out there to go and check those possible clues. You know,
now,
maybe I watch too much television.
Story?
Yes, and
you
I was just about
to
say that.
Okay, Sick, tell us your point of view first. You think it's more to the story or it's just a lost airplane?
My thing was this. How the hell does a whole airplane disappear? I mean, seriously. I mean, no sign of nothing. I have a problem with that. And so I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not that. I mean, things happen. There's some logic to it. Something went wrong somewhere, of course, because it's gone. But I don't think anybody forgot about it. But if there's no news to report, I mean, all we're doing is upsetting and inflaming the family more because they still don't have an answer for it to constantly be in the headlines. And so even though the media are the worst people in the world because they just stir the pot all the time, at some point they need to learn to respect the fact that you are hurting people's feelings daily with this, oh, we still can't find the plane. Okay, can you report some news and we know what's going on? Not these innuendos, not these suspicions. Can you give me something concrete I can hold on? Because personally, you can't just tell me my loved ones disappeared out of the air and I'm going to let that go. But at the same time, I don't want to keep hearing speculation every day. I really don't. I don't think we forgot about it. I think it's now to the point where give us something we can feed off of. Don't keep teasing us.
Jackie, what do you think?
Again, I don't see how a plane just completely disappears off radar. It just falls out of the sky, and there's nothing to be found. And you know, I am a little bit of a conspiracy theorist. What I find interesting, I think the thing that bothered me most was when it was reported that the Malaysian government withheld information that was so important for weeks while, you know, other countries, you know, got together and was looking in, you know, a particular search zone. Why would you withhold this information, what could have been some vital information? Because I believe that they said the black box can, you know, send out a signal for up to 2 weeks. So it was almost at the end of this 2 weeks that they had given this information. Why would you purposely withhold this information when you have nations upon nations who are out here trying to search and find this plane? And, you know, unfortunately, we live in a society where people are collateral damage. And if you are trying to get to one, oh, well, you'll get to them all to make it look like an accident for the one.
Yes.
And unfortunately, we do live in a time and a society, you know, war is big business, espionage is big business. You know, I've come to realize that so much in the world is about dollars and cents, or about what you know, what you don't know, what you're going to say, what you're not going to say, and lives are expendable. I truly believe that something or someone was on that plane that was not meant to get off that plane.
Yes. Wow.
That's my own fear.
I agree. I totally agree. We do not just lose an airplane, and I think the media is just playing it out, giving us a little bit of details here, details there. We don't know if they're true or not. I think it's just to desensitize us, or to make us say, you know what, forget it. I'm tired of hearing all this stuff. Nothing is concrete. Just forget about it and move on to the next big hoopla, the next big episode. You don't just lose a plane. And, Jackie, like you said, I really believe there were some people on there that had something that someone else or some corporation wanted. It comes down to dollar and cents, and they will sacrifice all for one or for few. And it's just is sad. But on that note, you guys, we got to take a short quick music break. But our topic tonight, who, anybody want to introduce the topic?
Who brought up this topic? I don't know.
This is Natay's topic.
Should a woman say I love you first?
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, it was interesting. I did one of Sig's water cooler type things. So I went around the office and I did a poll. And you guys will be surprised at this poll.
You're going to save this after the music break, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So you heard it. Our topic, should women ever be the first to say those three important magic words, I love you? And we had some interesting responses to this, but don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Give us a call. Please let us know what you think and if you said I love you first. And if so, how it went. Did it go well? Did it go bad? Give us a call, 646-478-4507. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Shadow.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed of admiration. It's beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have admiration.
Jam mixtape show on Shadow World Radio. show on Shadow Worlds Radio. You are now in the Relations Slow Jam Mixtape Show on Shadow Worlds Radio.
And thank you for joining us at the Every Woman Talk Show. Tonight, our topic is, should woman ever be the first to say, I love you? And, you know, I posted this question on my I Ain't That Chick page, and, you know, a lot of women responded, and a lot of women said, sure, go ahead. If you feel it first, then tell that man you love him first. Nobody should hold back. Just let it all out. I happen to think, well, let me tell you, I let it all out first, and I'm going to start this one off tonight. You know, some time ago, when I was quite new to L.A., I came across this man, let's just say this man, wasn't interested in him. I lived in an area where there was a lot of Latino people and Armenian people, and I just wanted to know where the black folks were. So I called myself using him, you know, to find the black people and all that type of stuff. So to make a long story short, we became friends. We started hanging out, you know. He was a church boy. I wasn't even into church back then, and I was like, ew, you know, had no intentions of ever liking dude, talking to him or anything. But, you know, you spend time with somebody and you start talking, things start developing. And y'all, one night, after we had talked and spent time and went out and everything, and it was, one night I was coming back to L.A. and he was picking me up at the airport. And I'm walking through the terminal, and I see him looking for me, and I was like, oh, my God, I just knew in my heart. So I said, okay, I'm going to tell him. We were in the car, we were coming back, we were out somewhere, we were coming back. And I said it. I said, I love you. And he said, thank you. Girl, you could have thrown me on the floor, cut me up,
okay, it's not funny. I'm not gonna laugh.
No, you know what? You can laugh because you know I felt so. I knew I was wrong immediately when he said thank you.
Wait a minute. Okay, see, everybody has that story. Where they say, I love you, and then somebody says thank you. Let me ask the question: is it because I, of course, I shot out my email and did my live discussion groups about this? And I would laugh when I posed the topic, and they thought I was crazy. And so when we say I love you, I don't care, male, female, man, dog, whatever, are you expecting an I love you back, or do you really and truly love the person? So it doesn't matter.
Well, you know,
for
me, it was both. For me, it was both. I can only speak for myself. I loved him. I loved him. now looking back, I shouldn't have, but I loved him, and I wanted to hear him say, I love you back. But homeboy just said thank you. So
thank you was a good thing.
What'd you say?
The thank you was a good thing.
It was no woman, after you put that out there, no woman just wants to hear, oh, thank you, and get a little pat on the hand. But let me fast forward. You know, a couple of months down the road after we had been up and down and all around, he comes to my home, and he takes a stance in the middle of my floor. And I'm looking at him like, what's wrong with you? And he said, Tay, I love you. But by that time, I was over it. So you know what my response was? Thank you. Thank you. So I'm not in favor of women saying I love you first. I'm just not. I feel like it, you know, the relationship is so different.
Let me give you my results of my impromptu quiz at work today, my water cooler quiz.
Okay.
And I have to call it that. You know, there was no control group, there was no memes and medians and all of that stuff. This was just a question that I threw out there. I said, you know, this is what we're discussing on our show tonight. But ironically, I went to the men first, and the men actually answered me first. And I was like, you know, do you think a woman should say, I love you first? And the answers were split. And I must have talked to about maybe seven men. And, you know, the more profound answer that I had was, a woman should say whatever she feels, if that's how she feels. But if you're waiting until that moment that you know a man also loves you, then don't say it. He said, because women tend to are more emotional by nature than men and tend to fall in love a lot faster than men. I said, maybe not on that one. But he said, you know, don't ever say it with the expectation of hearing it back. And I think that's where we go wrong. From the time we are children and we learn to talk, when your mommy says, I love you, you say, I love you too. And it's more responsive than it is what we actually feel. And, you know, it becomes just, you know, when someone says it, the expectation is that you're going to hear it back. Well, once you become romantically involved with somebody, that's the one time in your life you have to prepare yourself not to hear it back. If you want a response back, say it to your kids. If you want a response back, play with your dog, you know. But when it comes to being in a relationship, you have to very well be prepared that that person may not be in the same place that you are at the same time. And I used to tell people all the time, there is no worse feeling than being in love alone. And you very well can be in love by yourself, because we interpret things, and I don't want to say we, but sometimes women interpret things a little differently than what they are. We'll focus on the one thing that he said or the one thing that he did, and we'll put a different spin on it when it just was an action. It had no necessary meaning behind it. It wasn't like some huge thing of grandeur to show his professed love for you. It just was what it was. And I think we are so in love with love. And that's the issue. We are socialized differently. You know, not every single woman, but as a whole, we are socialized differently that women are, we are in love with love. And we're supposed to seek love. And so when we get into these relationships and we say, I love you, the expectation is, oh, he should love me too. No, boo, that ain't always how it is. And I was laughing to say, because I've been on the end of the thank you. What? Thank you? Do you understand what I just said to you? I poured out my heart. Are you out of your mind? And then I realized, okay, I can't beat this man up because he doesn't feel for me what I feel for him. He wasn't looking from me for the same thing that I was necessarily looking for from him. So the thing is that, and you know, I've said this before about equating love to the stock market, it's a risk. If you invest high, yeah, sometimes you can return high. But if you invest high, just understand, you can be wiped out. So when you put that out there, put it out there with the expectation of, I am just putting my feelings out there, letting you know how I feel but not necessarily having to get it back. But then again, who wants to put that out there and not get it back?
Okay. But Jackie, also, it takes you a while to come to that. You have to learn that. And I guess through my experience, I learned that, you know. But too bad I didn't have this talk show back then, because I surely wouldn't have gone down that road. So go ahead. What were you saying?
Okay. See, like you said, when your mom says I love you, you say I love you too. And our family, we weren't allowed to say I love you too, because that meant it was a knee-jerk response to what was said. If you love someone, you tell them you love them. And so when my mom said I love you, if you weren't mad at her at that moment, you said I love you. You didn't say I love you too. And that's how I learned that I love you and I love you too. And so to me, if you truly love someone, you love them with no expectation of anything, but you want to share your feelings with them, you want them to know how important they are to you. So to me, it doesn't matter who says I love you, because it's not about a power struggle, because it's not about a merger. It's not a business deal. If you expect something back, that's a hostile takeover. You're taking over his feelings, and you expect for him to respond or her to respond the way you want them to, because you decided it's time for you to say I love you. If you truly love someone, the words will just come out. You won't think about it so hard. You won't get into your head and have, as a woman, what I call girly moments. I hate girly moments. We do some things in girly moments. And so you won't do that. But your I love you will be genuine. It'll come out. And you'll say it with no expectation, and you'll go on with your life as a matter of fact. And I laugh because I am not I believe everybody in the world should be in love except for me. I used to think that all the time. Like, I don't have time for love. Love is a whole bunch of crap going on. That's a lot of investing. I want everybody else to be in love with me. And I was the person that would be told, oh, Sig, you know, I love you. And I would say, oh, thank you. That's so sweet. And I was sincere about my that's so sweet. And I don't understand why people got upset. Did not understand that.
I think
never
it's just
that
whole emotion of when I say those words, because for some people, those words can be very cavalier. And for some people, it takes courage and strength for me to go ahead and truly expose my feelings and put my feelings on the line. So I think for some people, when they do that, and they don't necessarily hear what they want to hear, or they think that they, you know, what they should get back, it is a sense of rejection for them. And therefore, it just kind of makes them shut down or makes them feel some kind of way. I think sometimes we get so caught up in what the anticipated response should be. And like I said, we as women, as women are definitely socialized very differently than men on a whole. So the things that we're taught, you know, to be soft and be gentle, be emotional, you know, you can tell a man you love him and, you know, you're looking for that back because you're trying to build a relationship and a future and a this and a that. You know, maybe we need to socialize our women, our girls, the same way we socialize our boys, to maybe be a little less emotional. But physiologically, that's impossible, because we emit something called oxytocin. Right. We have something, a hormone called oxytocin. And the more we are with a particular individual over and over and over again, that particular hormone starts to spike. I'm so glad I'm over 40 now and I'm not having that issue, because it starts to diminish and I'm like, yeah, whatever. You know, but for most women, that particular hormone, it helps, or should I say it kind of makes things a little more difficult and makes the road a little more emotional, and it makes it a little rocky. Whereas, and especially back when we're in our 20s and early 30s, when the same people we're trying to be in love with are trying to find themselves. So it's kind of almost like men and women are mismatched for a very long time.
Well, we're experimenting. We have a caller in queue, so we have to get to our caller. But, you know, I think we're experimenting. And we also, we say things like, I love you, because we expect it in kind. Just like if you treat somebody nicely, well, you expect them to return that. If you loan somebody money, well, you expect to be able to go to that person when you're in need. So when I did it, I can't speak for any other chick out there, but when I did it, I certainly expected him to feel the same way. Now, did I die from it? Absolutely not. But my emotions were so caught up in it that I kind of wish I had been able to divorce my emotions from it and step back and just really look at what I thought was a relationship from what it really was. But we have Impala on the line. Impala, are you on the line? Impala?
I'm still here.
Hi, thank you for calling the Every Woman Talk Show. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well, thanks for asking. How are you?
We are good.
Hello, hello,
so,
hello.
Hello.
Who are we speaking with?
Who am I speaking with?
Yes. Who are we speaking with? What's your name?
This is Harlot.
And where are you calling from?
In Georgia.
Okay.
And who am I speaking with?
Your neighbor.
I'm sorry?
This is
She's calling
you,
from
you
down in your neck of the woods.
Oh,
yeah, you have
Nakay,
you have Jackie and Sig, the ladies of the Every Woman Talk Show.
Okay, Jackie is Uli's friend, right?
Yes, I do know her.
Yes,
okay. She's
okay.
My friend.
Who's the person that lives in Georgia?
That signature.
Okay, maybe one day we'll get a chance to meet, hopefully.
Where are you in Georgia?
I'm sorry?
Where are you in Georgia?
In DeKalb County.
Okay.
Is that far from you, Sig?
Okay.
This is Georgia, girl. Ain't nothing far.
Is that close to you? Yeah, everything's 20 minutes away, right?
Yeah. Everybody go, oh, my God, you live where?
All is 20 minutes away. Everything's 20 minutes away.
Everything's 20 minutes away, for real.
Where do you
so
live?
What do you what do you feel about a woman saying I love you first?
Let me just tell you how I can't even get my words out. I grew up in the era we always told our families we love you, you know, we love you. And I was laughing about the part when you said I love you too, adding the two part to it.
Mm-hmm.
I so agree with that. But in terms of telling the man, I don't. I can be madly in love with this man. And I don't know if it comes from not wanting to be hurt, but I would truly wait for him to tell me. And see, I think what happens with me, I was always, I was a daddy's girl. So he taught me how a man should treat me. And also, because we're women, naturally we're emotional. But I'm really one for showing. Like, I like little girly things, cute, you know, sexual things, little stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to a man that I do love, it's been my experience that they generally tell me first. So I got in the habit, I guess I got spoiled to some degree with having a man tell me they love me first. And they don't tell me, then I won't tell them. But as I got older, I started to say that, hey, it's okay to say it first, but I still haven't gotten to that part yet.
Okay, let me ask everybody a question.
I still haven't gotten it yet.
Okay, let's get past the first I love you. Somebody said it, and now you say it to one another. Do you have to hear it back every time you say it?
Good question.
You know what?
You're missing
that. I
don't have to do this when we first met.
Let me say this. If you know that man really loves you, if you say to him, like, okay, once you get into a relationship, it's okay to say it first. Once I'm in a relationship and he's headed to me and he's showing me, then I have no problem. I freely say, oh, baby, I love you, you know, before he leaves to go to work, come home, on the phone, hang out, whatever. However,
right.
I say it to him. I don't get offended if he doesn't say it to me every single time, especially if he's showing me that he loves me. But once I start to say it quite often and I start to hear it less and less, then that's a problem for me because now I see that something has changed. And if I still love him, I'm not going to stop telling him at that point because I feel like I'm a big girl. You know, I don't tell you expecting you to say it to me. However, I would like to hear it sometime.
That once in a while confirmation is a really, really cool thing.
Well, that's
that
what I was just about to say.
That every time I say it and you say it back, I feel like that's a knee-jerk response. You're just saying it because I said it.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Well, do you guys think
right.
that people need affirmation? You know, I
the
tend
human,
to think that when you don't, when you're not secure.
Says, yes.
Yeah.
I don't think it's about
think
a security
some people
thing.
Do.
I think when you're comfortable in your relationship and you don't want to ever you should tell people that you love them on a regular basis that you love because you don't want them to ever feel like you're taking them for granted.
Right.
And so and then like men like to have their ego stroke, women like to have their ego stroke too. If it's been like months and months and months since you've told me you love me or shown me you love me, you gotta still say it too. Then there
well,
might be a difference. Something
now.
Might be going on. Right.
Right.
I know what I'm saying. So,
a couple of days.
I think it's human nature to not every time one person says it, the other person has to say it. But damn it, you better say it sometime.
Sometime.
I mean, right, because I need, I still want that affirmation to,
right.
that I put my emotions out there and you are, you still feel the same
yeah,
way.
We're still good. You know, we're still here. And so I don't think that that's the level of insecurity. That's human nature. You know,
but now, ladies, do you need to hear it every day, once a day, or do you need to hear maybe once a week?
I don't really. You know,
I need to hear it when it happens naturally.
Yeah, for me, I don't have a time frame on it. Again, like I said, my husband leaves the house, and I say, "I love you, babe." If he, and more likely, it's a natural thing for him to say it back. If he doesn't say it, mashallah, I don't make a big deal about it. But I'm, I don't think I should go a whole week and my husband will say, "I love you," because first of all, we don't. Tomorrow's not promised to any of us.
Right.
That's exactly.
True. He should say it. I mean,
and that's my biggest thing.
He should say it, you know, when it's natural. I can't say once a day, five times a day. But I don't want nobody walking around all day saying, "I love you, love you," all day either. Because come on, man.
Yeah,
because really,
if you do that, can you say, "Stalker,
that's too much.
You got to go." Like, you just overwhelmed me with you. You got to go.
Enough is enough, right? Come on now, baby. Okay.
Yeah, okay. You don't love me that much. I know
yeah.
I'm getting on your
yeah.
nerves. And
I think it needs to be, I think it needs to be, I guess, whatever's comfortable in that relationship. Like, I don't need to hear "I love you" every day. Now, the only people I say "I love you" to every single solitary day, 15 times a day, are my children.
And I'm that way.
I say that
yeah.
to my children every day. My son,
and I think that's
my oldest, moved to Texas. We can talk all the time, and we'll talk 10 times a day. And at the end of every conversation, I tell him I love him. And it's a little different. But if I am in a committed relationship, especially if we are under the same roof, I think a lot of times the actions are, like our caller just said, are just as important, if not more so, than the words. My favorite saying that I made up is, if your mouth and your movements don't match, it don't matter. So you can tell me all day long you love me. And I can tell you I love you, but if your actions aren't confirmation of your words, then it's irrelevant.
And it's no bit different, absolutely.
So, but some people are so hung up on the words.
I love you. He said, "I love you." No, sweetie. If he's not showing you that,
yeah,
love
he
you.
Said he loves me.
It's a natural.
Why is he out with Moon Chica? Because I just
saw how about this? Just like when you write somebody a letter or you buy a card, naturally you sign it, "Love you, George. Love you, Mary," right? It's a natural. It doesn't mean
right.
the person loves you. It doesn't mean they love you because they sign a card saying "I love you." It's just a friendly card. Maybe a neighbor might have given you, might have gotten for a birthday gift, you know, in the word, they sign "I love you." Versus just signing.
Oh, you know what? I don't do that.
I don't
you,
do that either.
You know what I do?
I
use L-U-V. When I don't really, really mean it, I just write
yes.
L-U-V.
Yeah.
You know what?
I
ain't
yeah.
doing that either.
I don't do that either.
If I don't mean it, you ain't getting it. You won't get yours. You won't get forever. You'll get SIG. That's it. And that's all you're going to get because that's who I am. I'm just
SIG. And people say that I'm hard because
of that.
I'm sorry. People say I'm hard because of that. I don't sign a, if I don't love you, I'm not going to say it. You can say to, even if a man says to me, "I love you." I have a best friend. And for years, he was like my brother from another mother. He'll say, "I love you." And I say, "Aw." Or I say, "Thank you." And he would say, "Why don't you ever say I love you back?" Because even though you're my boy, I didn't feel that same. You know what I'm saying? It was like, you're my boy, we're cool, my brother's from another mother, but I didn't love you. I don't love you. I don't love you in that aspect.
See,
you say, how do you not love
me?
Oh, like all my brothers
yeah.
from another mother, I can give you I
love
you. Because if you're my brother from another mother, I love you.
I love
now,
you.
It's a platonic love. It's a brother-sister kind of love.
It's love.
But it's not
it's,
a remote. It's love. It's definitely
that,
love.
That love, I care about you. I will go to bat for you.
Right. I will fight somebody for you. Exactly.
Yeah,
so I don't have a problem with saying that.
So I'll do that in a minute. My friends, I'm real good friends. That's how they know I really like them. First of all, they're still in my life. They're still in my phone book. I still answer their calls and texts. And I always say, "I love you."
Mm-hmm.
And so I mean nothing. Whenever I say it, I never expect anything back. It doesn't matter. But this is how I truly feel because I'm so true to my feelings. I can only say one or two things. "I love you" or "I don't like you at all." That's just me.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm scarred. I just don't do all the, I will never say it first. I don't care. I just won't. But listen,
I
want to really say thank you for calling. We do have two other callers in queue. Thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you.
Show. And please stick with us. Keep calling us. Hang on and listen to the show for us, okay?
Girl,
have a good night.
So we can have lunch together.
Okay, yeah, give me a number and I'll give you mine as well.
Hang on.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll put you on hold. All right, we have Nico on
yes.
the line. Hi, Nico.
Hi, Nico.
Nico. Hey, Nico. Hold on a second. Nico was, he's there. Hi, Nico.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good.
You know Nico's going to have to be our male sidekick. I love him. He calls every week.
So, Nico, what's your point
of view?
You
guys are part of my Tuesday.
Oh,
yes.
I prefer for a woman to say it first to me.
Why?
Really?
Why?
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 I feel as though if I'm showing you that I love you, I shouldn't have to say it. If you know it and you feel it in your gut and that's how you really feel, you shouldn't be afraid to say it to me. I'm not going to say it first because I'm not going to put myself out there.
But why won't you say it first?
Yeah, if you're showing it, why won't you just say it?
Why won't you say it?
Because that brings on a whole different ball game. When words like that get tossed around so easily nowadays, I'd rather show you before I tell you. And if you see it, feel it, and receive it, and you feel that way too, you should have no problem with saying it to me so that way I can say it to you. And you know that when my actions are showing you, you should be able
Now, let me ask you this, because this is just like some of the guys I interviewed today at work. And, you know, they have an issue with saying I love you. I think men as a whole, they are the kind of a hands-on, if I'm showing you, if you can taste, touch it, smell it, all of that, the five senses, then that should be enough.
Yeah.
But if for me to come out and bear my emotions by saying it, that bears your emotions even more. Is that kind of how you feel if you say it first?
I feel like a sucker if I wind up saying it first and you go, oh, or thank you.
But you're so stupid.
But Nico, I've been there, done that.
Wait a minute. But Nico, let me ask you a question. If it's how you truly feel, what does it matter?
Because, like she said, I'm hands-on. If I truly feel that way, I'm going to show you. Just like if I don't like you, I'm going to show you.
Yes, Lord.
So if you know that, oh, man, he's showing me he really loves me, you should have no problem saying it if I haven't said it yet. My actions are showing you what I'm living by.
But your actions could be sending a bunch of missed signals because women go by signals for whatever reason that means. Okay, if you can show a person that you love them and you love that person and you genuinely love them, why does it matter who says it first?
Do you honestly think the words change the situation?
Yeah.
Do you think that the words become more powerful than what you're doing? Because the words are just that. They're words. It's an expression of your feelings. But what you're doing is really what matters. I mean, you are giving your time. You're giving respect. You're doing things for this person that you wouldn't normally do for the everyday person. You're really showing this person how you feel. If you're already going through all of those motions, why do you feel that the words change things? Do you think that the other person who's being receptive of those words perceive you differently?
Yes, absolutely. Because if I'm showing it to
you. Power? You think you lose power in a relationship if you say it first?
Yes, kind of a power struggle. But if I'm showing you that already, you should already be comfortable enough to say, well, if I feel this way too, you should be able to say it. I'm not going to say it if I'm showing it to you because, you know, like she said, sometimes they're just words. But if my actions are showing it to you, you should be comfortable saying it if that's how you feel.
Nico, you
but she can
like feel
the
afraid.
Same thing. My baby been scarred.
You sound like you're afraid.
Okay. Yeah, okay, because, okay, this is the thing. If you really and truly, and this is just the thing in my warped mind, you know, if you really and truly love somebody, I don't think the words I love you give you power over them or give them power over you. I think it's a confirmation of what you've been showing. So now that person's not necessarily guessing. I think this fool loves me. I don't know. He might be like this with everybody, you know. So I think even though you're showing it, and I think that that's cool when you show it and everything, I don't think you lose any ground in a relationship, and it shouldn't. And I don't think it should be like you're on the battleground when you say I love you.
And if somebody is treating you like, you know, now it's a power struggle and I have a one-up on you, now you need to look at that person a little different and you need to say, you know what, you might not be the one for me. Because for you to bear your feelings and tell them how you feel and now they feel like they've one-upped you, you got to go.
Because
now, Nico, I want you to hold 1 second. Ladies, we have another caller on the line. And, Nico, I want you to hold 1 second. We have Jamisha from Pennsylvania on the line. Hi, Jamisha.
Welcome back, Jamisha.
Hi, ladies. How are
Hello.
You?
How
are
you guys
Jamisha.
Doing? Good.
Hi.
And you?
I'm good. I was listening in, and I just need some clarification specifically. Talking about saying the words, I love you, specific to relationship, or is it, I mean, as far as relationship with
relationship.
Man and woman, or is it your children, just
relationship? Well, we're
okay.
talking about relationships, yeah.
Okay.
Because
okay.
with others, it seems that it's so much easier.
Okay.
Again,
because,
I don't know
okay.
if anybody ever notices
them.
That.
It's,
okay,
well, I wanted
to
get clarity.
You love them. Because when
mm-hmm.
you tell a friend you love them, that, I don't think you lose anything in that. It's like, okay, whatever.
No, you
right.
don't.
You know?
And that's
okay.
why I told
clarity.
You, because we're talking about relationships. And Jamisha, I don't
okay.
know if you were listening in, but I just explained that I stepped out there and I told this dude that I loved him first. And he said, thank you. That was his response. He patted me on the hand, too. And he said, aw.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah, I didn't hear
okay,
that.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. I didn't get the pat on the hand thing. That's kind of wrong.
Okay. You know what? It's not wrong. It was what it was. It was his response,
right.
and it was what it was.
Well, Natalia, I have a question. Did you break up with him, or did he break up with you?
Or did y'all
just
go y'all separate ways? Did
no,
love
we kept
part?
Going after that. We kept going after that. But
yeah,
because
he told you he loved you later. Yeah.
When
yeah.
he told me he loved me later, I was done. I was already done by then, but kind of just, you
yeah,
know, in it because I was in it. Yeah, I was already. Because after you know, it doesn't line up. Nothing's going on. He didn't return it. He didn't return the sentiment soon enough for me. So I kind of checked out. It was done. But, Jamisha,
okay.
since you are our caller at the moment, I want to
oh,
hear your opinion.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, I just think it depends on the relationship. It depends on where you are in life. It depends on, you know, how you know, like the actions, like you guys have been saying all night, if your actions don't match up. I mean, I don't know. It just depends on the scenario. I mean, I've been married a long time, so for me, it's not a huge deal. I mean, I'm looking back before marriage, you know, in my 20s, and, you know, yeah, maybe, you know, back then when I wasn't in, like, maybe a committed relationship and, you know, you're trying to get to know somebody and you maybe, you know, as that woman, you're feeling like, oh, man, I'm really feeling him and I love him and this and that. Yeah, maybe I won't be so quick to say it. I'm looking for the actions. I'm looking to kind of see if we're on the same page. And then after feeling a little safe, maybe saying it. I don't think it's about checking to see who says it first. I just think that as women, we kind of make sure that we are safe, that there's, you know, there's a for me, it's like, you know, just making sure, okay, is he feeling me too? Because I don't want to, you know, nobody wants to look crazy. So you're like, I don't really want to say it unless I know that he's going to say the same thing. But it is a risk. I think it depends on where you are in life. I mean, you know, it's different now. But I don't think I really kind of said, well, is he going to say it first? I don't think I really paid attention to that other than more so just making sure his actions lined up and to see if we were on the same page. And if I felt it at that point, you know, where we put some time and then say it. I don't know. You know, I don't think I have a answer. I just think it depends. It just depends on the circumstances and the people and where you are.
Ladies, do you think that men feel pressured to say I love you when their woman has said I love you to them?
Yes.
And they feel pressured to say it back. And then not only that, it maybe kind of draws on the relationship or drink. Because if that's not where he really is, but he says
right.
that, do
yeah.
are we happy with that? Because
right.
I'd rather
no.
you not tell me
yeah,
you love
honest.
Me. And then give
right.
me, you know, and then what you're giving me is now distance. What you're giving me is not what you were giving me before because now you felt pressured to say,
right.
I love you. And
right.
I think a lot
right.
of times we pressure men into saying something
yeah.
that they don't really mean. And then when we are falling apart down the line, it becomes, but you said you love me. Yeah, because you made me say it.
Yeah.
I wasn't
right.
really
well,
doing
that. I just think everybody needs to be
it.
Honest. And everybody needs to just be open and honest. I mean, you know, men are different. They are more visual, and like you guys were saying, they kind of like do things in place of saying it. They don't always verbalize it, and they're not always as emotional. They don't – everything is not emotion. We kind of work more with our emotions. So, yeah, I think that's a good, valid spin on it. Yeah, it puts pressure on them sometimes, you know, to say it. And maybe it's not that they –
it could be a whole host of reasons. I was listening to Nico, and he was saying, you know, because he doesn't want to look crazy, and he gets scared, and they get scared just like we do. So it's a whole host of things. I just think you shouldn't keep track, though. I think that doesn't sound good to me, like keeping track. Oh, who's going to say first? He going to say it to me? Am I going to say, well, I said it. You know, it's just that's too much work. That's too much, and, you know, I just think that, you know, it depends. It depends where you are. But it's speaking to you, God.
Today, that was their biggest thing. They were like, they don't, it's just, they, everybody's like, well, what does it matter who says it first? And then right. This guy, a guy started off, and he's like, wait a minute, Sig, because the thing is this. She says it first, and I'm not really there yet. And she's got that look in her eye, and I may not be in love with her at this point, but I don't want to lose her, and I don't want her to feel bad. So then I feel kind of pressured to say it, too, when I'm not really there. And that's when
exactly.
You do get the distant and the backing
yeah,
up and
good.
Start to thinking, I've been pressing into this, and maybe I'm moving too fast. And then that's when I was like, if you don't feel the same way, then don't
right.
Tell her that.
But
right.
You know what?
Right.
Most men who are decent men, they don't want to hurt your feelings. They
right.
May be feeling
right.
You. They may be digging you. They may be liking you. They may want to spend some time with you, but they just might not be at that situation or that time
at
to say, I love
exactly.
You.
That's
and
true.
They don't want to hurt your feelings. They don't even want you to go anywhere.
Right.
So
that's
for
true.
Them, it's like, okay, I could tell her I love her. You know, I am feeling something. You know,
right.
And then they feel pressure
to
say something.
To that. Yes.
Right. And the
right.
Thing is, and I'm going to tell you, as women, a lot of times, we will bear our feelings when we're being intimate. And that was
right.
One of the things that the water cooler chat today was a lot of women, when they are being intimate with their man, is a lot of times when those I love yous come out. Well, a lot of times what's happening is not going
to
stop happening.
Exactly.
You know,
so he definitely
and he's caught up in the moment just like you, and all of a
yeah.
Sudden for y'all have had rapture, I love you, you have an orgasm, he has an orgasm, and then when it's all said and done, it's like, damn,
he's
really
thinking, oh,
that?
He loves me, and he's thinking, oh, my
right.
God, all that poor nut. So,
right, but you know what,
I mean, you have to be careful, and I think it's about being true to yourself. For me, I'm not going to tell you I love you if I don't, and I'm not going to say it and expect anything in return. I'm just going to say it to let you know that, hey, I love you, and I'm dang sure not going to say it in the throes of passing because there's no telling what else I'm going to say behind that. None of that's going to be real.
And unfortunately,
and you know what,
that's
why I say, ladies, just keep it to yourself. To alleviate all of that, let him say it first. Let him say it
first. But wait
first,
a minute, hold
ladies.
On. But wait, okay, keeping it to yourself, and you're struggling with your feelings, your emotions, and that's when you start having those girl moments because you're anxious, and I really love him, and I'm just waiting for him to tell me, and then your whole personality changes around him, and then you spook the heck out of him, seriously.
No,
so,
well, you know what, you may have those girl moments, but you can handle
eight.
It.
Not
well,
if you
see,
can
manage your girl
wait.
Moments.
I had the same experience that Nate had where I got the thank you on the end of the profession of the feelings. And I did the exact same thing. I shut down because I said, okay, what I'm not going to continue to do is bare my soul to somebody who
right.
Obviously doesn't feel the same way. And I said, okay, let me back up. You don't feel feelings of love, and I do. I don't want to be in love by myself, so I shut down. And the same exact thing happened. This person came back to me and was like, you know what? I really care about you. I love you. I have always loved you. I couldn't bring myself to say it then. And then it was like, well, because you do still care for this person, but I'm just like, no, I can't do it now because I put up a wall because
yeah.
I wanted
okay,
to protect myself.
Okay, but let me ask y'all this. Okay, what about the trick you into saying you love them? I hate that.
Oh, well, yeah.
Station, something happens, and they say something like, but you love me, though, right? And you've never talked about being in love or loving anybody. You're just kind of looking like, what the hell am I supposed to say to that?
But you
and
know what's
my
interesting?
My response is always, what love got to do with it?
But this goes back to something Nico, we were talking about with Nico. Those three words hold a lot of power. We allow those three words, I love you, to hold a lot of power. They can take something that's going left and make it turn around and go right. Something that's up, take it
yes.
Down. And it's because we put so much behind it that we turn it into, and I'm not just talking about women, I'm talking about people in general, we turn it into something completely different. And you know, Sid, you saying where somebody goes, but you love me, right? What do you say to that sometimes? It's like,
You know, no, because that's a moment where, okay, he's been waiting for you to say he loves you, and you've been just not really addressing that. It's there, but nobody said it. So I think that's that moment. That's supposed to be the icebreaker. And
it's an icebreaker, exactly.
I'm never going to fall for that icebreaker. I'm always going to say
don't.
What love got to do with it.
And you know what? And unfortunately, we're so much better as women as being manipulators. I think we just do it with a bit more finesse.
Definitely.
But women, we do that as well. And we'll put a man in a position where it'll be like, oh, you would do this for me and you would do that for me. You love me, right? And then that man is like, well, yeah, I would be there for you, and I would do this for you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, damn, did I just say yeah, yeah, yeah to all of that?
Okay,
you
know,
now, Nico was back on the line. Nico, do you agree with that? Do you think a man will just jump in, yeah, I love you, and I'm going to do this and that for you?
Absolutely.
Fall for the trick. Okay, but listen, okay, but what about that famous line where one person professes, because I've seen it on both sides, oh, but I love you, and they go, you know what? I love you, but I'm just not in love with you.
Oh, yeah. That's when we start slicing and dicing what it is.
No,
I said about the phone.
I'm not going to lie. That's a deal breaker for me. What the hell do you mean you love me, but you're not in love with me? Negro, go.
You know, that means the translation is, you are my sister in Christ. That's what that is. And you know what?
Sister in Christ, what we do, we just did. So... You either
that's
in love
that
with
mean.
Me or you got to go.
Oh,
no.
God.
See, that's a deal breaker for me right there. That, oh, but yeah. I love you, but I'm not.
That's your
in love with you. Or be patient, God's not finished with me yet. I'm finished with you,
yeah, I love
I'm
you.
Finished with you
I love
right
you
now.
I love you with the love of the Lord. I love you with the love of the Lord.
And
you know
go
what?
With that love.
Keep it. And, you know, we do have Nico back on the line again. So, Nico, if you want to jump in and comment, go ahead and jump in with us.
I mean, that's just like, you know, when they say, oh, you'll do this for me because you love me, right? My mother sits there and watches Home Shopping Network and says, hey, Nico, how much do you love me?
Of course.
I got to tell her, not enough.
Right, and that's his, right, that is his response. And I love that because we do that all the time. And I'll do that to people all the time. How much you love me? How much you really love me? Do you love me enough to buy me this diamond bracelet? No, you don't love me enough? Okay, I get it. You know, but we toy around with that emotion, and we manipulate with that emotion to get what we want. And sometimes as women, we do that. We will toy with that emotion, or we will put ourselves in a position to try to make someone feel that they should love us. But now, men
do
the same thing.
Men
because
do
the same thing. I had a man tell me today when I did my impromptu poll was he had a friend that would tell a woman anything she wanted to hear to get in her panties. And, you know, and I'm like, wow, that still exists. People still do that.
Yes.
And he would tell a woman, I love you. He would introduce her to his family, his friends, his this and that, to get in her panties. Like, really? Is it that serious?
Yes.
But I'm like, okay,
yes.
Well, what do you do after you've achieved that? Because obviously that was your only goal. You're not trying to take this further. What does he do? He said he'd just be like, oh, I don't love you no more.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
your whole action towards that person changes. You're no longer catering to them. You got what you wanted, so it's time to say next.
Don't play with anybody's feelings like that. Don't do that. Don't play. If you don't
love
a person, just don't say it. Don't say
it. And love is a very powerful emotion.
I am that person who, if I don't love you, and I had two ex-husbands that can attest to it because they were like, you wouldn't know love and slap you in the face. I know love, I just don't love you. That's different.
And it's okay to be aware of that.
There was no way I'm going to say I love you and play with those words like that and then have you be able to throw
it
up in my face. That's like a contract for me. I'm not doing that. Now, when it came
to
that I love you came easy.
But you know how you flip that? You know, when you stop loving them, you just pat them on the hand. So I'll just pat them on the hand.
And say thank you.
Tomorrow, yes. I'm going to go around and
say thank you.
That. Like, oh, I'm going to like, you love me, don't you? And they're going to say, yes. I'm going to say, oh, thank you.
And just pat them on the hand. On. You know,
and
love
you.
And
I'll be honest, some men are just scared. Some men are just, they may feel it. And some men are just scared to say it, don't know how to say it, and then some don't feel it, and then some are just afraid of the expectation that comes along with it.
It's
and
a lot
for
of
them,
pressure.
It's huge. It's
they
a
would rather
commitment.
Buy a house. They would rather buy a house with you.
With an enemy. They would rather buy a house with an enemy than to say that they
love
somebody.
You.
And I get that, though, because, again, you know, it becomes a thing of those words carry a lot of weight. And for a man, you know, he, like I said, if it's his five senses, he's all in it. But if it becomes about what he feels, then that's uncharted territory for them. So they're very, very careful a lot of times to either shy away from those words or kind of put up a wall about their feelings and say, I love you.
I was told today that when a man, and I know this from to be true, when a man truly loves a woman, he doesn't have a problem with telling her. He's going to show her. He's going to tell her. He's going to tell all his friends. He's going to shout it from the rooftop. And that's the way he's going to be once he truly loves her. Now, everybody ain't getting that treatment because everybody ain't getting that love.
Right. And that's
and
the
I think
thing
that's
that I
women,
tell women.
That's what women have a problem with because, like, they'll say, well, I did this, I did this, I did that, you know, and they wanted this relationship. They wanted this commitment from him. They break up 6 months later. Dude is married, and they about to have a baby and everything. And she's sitting there going, well, what does she have that I don't have? Whatever it was she had, he loves her. He didn't love her. He likes you a lot.
Yep.
That was
so,
it.
So Nico,
you a
that
lot.
Brings me back to you. Nico, have you ever been in love before?
Absolutely.
And did you tell her you loved her
Nico,
first?
How old are you? How old are you?
I'll be 23 in June.
Okay, go.
Okay, 23. Now, did you step up and say, you know, I love you first, or did you say, you know, nah, because I'm afraid I might get played out and all that?
I told her, I kid you not, I've been in love with the same girl since I was 14 years old. And I told her in the eighth grade that I loved her.
Because you,
and we fell
and
out,
that's the point,
went to high school.
You loved her.
I loved her. To this day, I still love her.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a fine line between being in love and being stupid with somebody. Now, she took the words that I gave her and had me take her to prom, be with her, even though she had three kids, because I love this girl. So after that, I wound up kind of hurt. And now it's like, well, I don't want to tell nobody I love because I don't want them to sit up there and try to play me like a fool because of how I feel for them.
Dang, Nika, we got the same situation. But,
and he don't want his mama to catch no charges.
I know that's
right.
Truth.
That's why she don't know who I love no more.
Yeah, okay.
But that proves that, you know, that just proves 6 point that when a man really loves you, he's gonna put all that other stuff aside and he's gonna step up and say, "I love you." It's not gonna matter. He's not gonna be too worried about
but,
his feelings being hurt.
Right.
Worried about what his boys are gonna say. He's going to say,
but,
"I love you."
In order for him to get to that point, she's got to have shown him. A lot.
If, you know
a
what
man,
she's got to show him?
Like,
she's
like,
got to show him that it's okay for me to say that to you, for me to do this for you, for me to be this way with
gotta,
you.
She's got to bring him back from hurt feelings. She's got to nurture his heart like no one has ever nurtured it before. Because men, like Nico, was in love with her all those years ago. When men love, they love hard. They fall fast. And they love for freaking ever. And then once they're hurt, oh, my God.
Then they're hurt forever.
Hurt, and it takes the right woman to just step up beside him, understand that dude's been hurt, I feel for him, and I'm going to have patience with him and nurture him back to that point where he realizes, oh, my God, I forgot. It's okay to love a woman. And then by that moment right there, the whole world will know that he loves her because, like the song said, when a man loves a woman, it's a wrap.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. I see nothing else. I feel nothing else. I do nothing else. All
exactly.
It is about me and this person. And that's all that I want. I mean, I think sometimes
together,
we forget that men have emotions.
The world melts away, and you'll see the strongest part man that you think, oh, my God, he's whatever. And then you see how his heart just melts when she's in his presence and when he's talking to her. And you can tell when she's on the phone with him and she just sent him a text.
you can tell. And the same thing works for women. A woman that's truly, truly loved by a man, you can tell. You can honestly tell.
That's sometimes beautiful. I think with women, we are just so in love with the idea of being in love.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't want to say that women tend to throw that around a little cavalier, but, you know, I think we do because we're just so caught up of the. Now, I will tell anybody, I am a hopeless romantic. I love when I'm in love. When I am in love with someone, I give them my everything. I give them my all. I don't see anything else. I will give you everything that I can give you, but I am in love with you. Not just the idea of being in love. And some women just love that idea of being in love, and that's what they feed off of. So that's why when they break up with this guy and they're 6 months later they're in love with this guy, and 2 months later they're in love with this guy, and 3 months later they're in love with this guy.
And you're right. They're shopping for love in all the wrong
places.
And love, love is not something to be sought for, because love is spoiled. Love is a brat. Love is going to show up and show out when you least expect it. When you
love is planted. It is planted
it.
And it grows. And so you can't just go buy you a chia pet and think, okay, this is love. Somebody else planted it and it grew and it's love. No, love has to grow. And sometimes we're so caught up in the romanticism of it all. Like, I am such an incurable romantic. I love the romance. I love the honeymoon period. I think the honeymoon period is supposed to last throughout your entire relationship. When you want it and you love that feeling, that high, then you always do something to bring that into your relationship. But then some people are always chasing that fantasy.
That high.
Right,
yeah.
So that when they say, I love you to a man, and they don't get that response, it's like, oh, you've crushed the fantasy. So now I'm going to look for something else. No, if you are
Jackie, you
feeling,
you got me over here blushing. I'm blushing. Like, you know, I'm smiling, and you know, I'm smiling at myself over here. Like,
you know,
you guys,
and it's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful. It's when it's good. It's when it's not so good. Then you keep hope alive. You just keep hope alive. But you
and you pat him on the hand and say thank
you.
You
know what? Unlike Jackie, I'm not incurable romantic. I'm not that person. I don't lead life with my emotions. Everything is logical and analytical to me. And then I meet somebody and it's like, damn, you know, I could do this. It's okay to do this. It's okay
because no matter what, they're going
to
reach you on your level. So if it's that logical, analytical level, that's where they're going to reach you.
Give us your closing thoughts. We got 5 minutes left.
Okay, I want to say I love my man. And I love that we are where we are, and we've been doing this for over 4 years. And I want to share, I love the fact that when we said I love you, it was at the same time.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Can't get any better than that. I just want to say that when it comes to love, we can't play games. You know, it can't be a power struggle of you say it first, I say it first, you say it first. But also, too, it also cannot be about when I say I love you, it is because I'm looking for something. If I love you, I love you. If I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. And if you're worth it, maybe I'll stick around and have a little more time and see where it goes. But love is not something to be toyed with.
And I have to say that maybe I'm just a little bit jaded from past experiences. But, ladies, I would advise you, or maybe this is just my own point of view, hold on to it for a minute. If you want to say I love you, just make sure the relationship is as strong as it needs to be in order for you to put your love and put your heart and put your feelings and all your emotions out there. I still say kind of step back on that. Keep it to yourself. As far as Natea is concerned, not going to do it. You will not hear I love you first coming out of my mouth. I'm sorry. I will write it, scribble it on my book a million times before I spew that out. Now, maybe God will work on my heart a little bit. And you know what? No, he won't. I'm going to keep it to myself. I'll never say I love you first. That's just my point of view with that.
And
so anyway, we want to say
6 months.
What'd you say?
You'll be humbled within 6 months.
Humble.
as I said, let me reiterate, Ms. K will never say I love you first. Nope, won't happen, never. But on that note, we just want to thank all of our callers for calling and listening in and just, you know, for liking us on Facebook and for spreading the word. We really appreciate you, and we could not have a show without you. We also want to remind you that the Relay for Cancer event is June 14th at Shabazz High School. Please go to relayforlife.org, find our team name, the Every Woman Talk Show, and donate, support us. You can also support a Relay for Life event in your area. We want to remind you that the Game Strong Sports Talk Show with Trey Davis is on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Man Up Talk Show is every Friday at 7. Of course, you got us, your girls, your ladies, your chicks, your divas here every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And the Relationship Show is on Sunday at 8 p.m. We also want to thank the Shadow Worlds family because, you know, we couldn't do this without them supporting us and giving us a platform. So we just want to say goodnight. We want to say we love you. And, ladies, keep it warm. Keep it hush. Don't do it.
I love
don't
you, Nicole.
Good night. Good night,
love
ladies.
Them, let
them
know.
Good night.
Besides, relationships are for people that are just waiting for something better to come along.
Spoken like a cynic.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist.
You are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
Shadow, Radio.